With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is bypassing Congress and blocking billions of dollars in foreign aid already approved by lawmakers.
The president is using what's known as a pocket rescission. When a president submits a request to Congress to not spend approved funds toward the end of the fiscal year, he has told the House Speaker that he won't be spending nearly $5 billion in approved foreign aid. The president is essentially cutting the budget without going through the legislative branch. This rarely used procedure was last used by President Carter in 1977. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on the latest ruling affecting expedited deportations.
A federal judge has now temporarily blocked the administration from carrying out speedy deportations of undocumented migrants detained in the interior of the United States. It's the latest ruling in a series of lawsuits. Previously, expedited removal was only used for migrants who were stopped within 100 miles of the border and who had been in the U.S. for less than 14 days. The Biden-appointed judge did not question the constitutionality, but says that in applying the statute to a huge group of people who have not previously been subject to expedited removal, that the government must afford them due process. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The mourning continues in Minneapolis, as does the search for answers following this week's deadly shooting at a Catholic school. Two children were killed and nearly 20 others, mostly children, injured when police say Robin Westman opened fire through the windows of the church on Wednesday. Westman, who was reportedly a former student at the school, then committed suicide. In a Friday news conference, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey praised those who jumped into action and called the staff members at Annunciation Catholic School heroes. This is SRN News. A warning about digital devices in the classroom. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Parents Television and Media Council, and it takes aim at efforts by education leaders to increase the use of laptops, tablets, and AI by students. PTMC spokesman Melissa Henson says, quote, "These tools have led to increased distraction, declining core skills, and rampant exposure to harmful content, even on school-issued devices." Common Sense Media reports that over 40% of teens who viewed pornography at school saw it on a school computer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious colleges that require students to sign a statement of faith can't be excluded from a popular Minnesota program that lets high school students take college courses for credit. That's the ruling from a federal judge tossing a state law that she called an unconstitutional violation of religious freedom. The decision from U.S. District Judge Nancy Brussel is a victory for two religious schools in the state. This is SRN News. Information about the Labor Day weekend from our spokesman Axia Diaz says that traveling is not usually compared to other holiday weekends.
Weekend, you know, it's the end of summer, and some people may just be ready to get into their fall routines and may not want to travel. Now, what a lot of people do over Labor Day weekend is take a short road trips or maybe even staycations.
She says it can be tough for some people to travel over Labor Day.
It's not as popular as July 4th or Memorial Day. The volumes just aren't there because some people are either out of vacation days, out of money after the summer fun, or maybe their kids are back in school and they don't have that flexibility.
AAA spokeswoman Axia Diaz highlights some of the popular destinations this holiday weekend.
Our AAA booking data shows that people are going to Seattle because of Alaska cruises, Orlando for the theme parks and for the cruises that leave out of Central Florida, and New York City, Chicago, Atlanta, Boston.
More on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.